Pat, first of all, congratulations. That's some result.
Thanks a million, Tom. Yeah, it's a result. And truthful, you know, the scoring wise, you know, we didn't think it would be that high, but we knew if we came on a collective unit and worked really hard together as a team, that Jesus, we'd bother Glen Scully. We knew if we kept it wide in the wide areas, and you know, and with our pace, we could cause an upset. Absolutely, we knew that coming over, and yeah, delighted with the one. Delighted.
Yeah, showed sure, great energy. They got the first point from Michael Murphy. Then you hit four on the spin.
Yeah, well, we knew, look, the quality of Michael Murphy, look, we knew that, like, if we can curtail him a bit inside, that you know, and get our bodies in among them, and around the 65, the 45, that we could get a bit of bother, get them a bit of bother, and then we had the legs to, on the brakes, Tom, to go and hurt them on the other side. So we knew that if we could take them into a dogfight in the middle, that we could spring and we could go and attack on the counter. And that's what happened. We kicked four great points off that spell, and really, you know, and we kept our noses in front of it. We tried to tie them up. When they got a score, we tried our best to get a score on the far side.
Yeah, 6-3 up at half-time, had the let off. We don't have Hawkeye here, so we don't know. We can't judge, but obviously it was a good position to be in.
It was a good position to be in at half-time, going on 6-up. Yeah, absolutely. But our boys reckon that was never a goal, and I don't think it was a goal, because if it was, the umpires would have raved the flag straight away. But it was a great position to, and we looked at it at half time and we were saying, look, if we can get the first score at this break, because normally at that 10 minute spell after, we were flat normally coming to games, but we just sprung to life again. We didn't lease off at any stage. We kind of kept the foot on the throat, just to say. And then the goal, Sean Kenny's goal, really put a bit of daylight in it.
And Sean really turned the hero, didn't he? Because seconds earlier he blocked one from Keelan Kelly.
That's right, down at the other, could have went in, and then you're back and kind of a dog fight again. Quality players, but we have they're quality players, and they hadn't the luck of the green in the league. We just dropped the league, and we said, look, boys, we're constantly now on Championship football and try to consolidate ourselves. Now we're in with a fighting chance maybe of getting out of the group. So look, we've all to play for.
Yeah, a lot of big performances out there. Kevin McBearty, Leo McHugh, Jamie Crawford, Patrick Reid in the first half, Barry Dunyan, the old warrior, Kevin Breslin, your two cornerbacks, you know.
They were fantastic. I thought our full back line was fantastic. Young Kendall Canavan and Fagan, really, for the first Championship encounter here especially, I thought they were phenomenal. All the lads, look, you named them, but from our 15 and the three young lads that came in, I thought none of them let us down at all.
And we can't forget Keelan Lockney either. He kicked a couple of grips.
Keelan Lockney's what a ground he covered Tom in around that field, that he was exceptionally great, great players.
Yeah.
Good players.
And as you say, you're back in the mix.
Back in the mix, yeah. We didn't think it. Anybody would be looking at it in league form to be thinking, Jesus, you know, that four masters aren't going to show anything. But we knew ourselves, if we can get a collective effort, Tom, and then we'll see where we're at. And look, we're delighted with the result. We know rightly, look, we have a massive, massive game next weekend in Glenfinlay, and it's going to be a tough one. But we're giving ourselves every hope. We're giving ourselves every chance to get out.